This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Barbara, the latest news of Dave James passing, when did you hear that he had passed away, and what was your initial thought when you got that, when you got the call, or you saw
it?
Were you still in contact with Dave at all?
I had actually just talked to him at John Burnett's memorial service. He was there with his son Terry, and we talked, but it was one of those we'll do lunch or something, because there were so many people there. But at least I was able to see him there, so that was good. It was just, like I said, I was talking to Brenda Waters, and it was like, this is just so sudden. But at least we all got to see him and talk to him there.
Right. So what are some of your memories of working with Dave?
Oh, he was wickedly funny. I mean, just, the wit was amazing. And he could sit down, and this was back in the days of typewriters, he could sit down at a typewriter and then at the computer and just crank out a story like blinking. I mean, there was no, oh, let me go back and edit this. Maybe I can say this better. No, it just popped out, and it was perfect. And it was just amazing to watch. He was a terrific writer. He also was a terrific tennis player. He was an amateur player for a lot of years until finally his knees just gave out and he had to stop, but he loved playing tennis. He was a great actor. He was doing some stage things with, I think, some of the local groups here. I know he'd acted in other cities. And that was one of the things that he did, was he loved doing plays. He just was a funny, all-around talented guy. And just kind of fun to be with, you know, just always had a joke, always had a smile, until the computers would, like, you know, melt down, and then we would all just melt down with him. But he was just always really, really funny and so good. I mean, just such an amazing voice and such an amazing talent.
That was my next question. The distinctive voice, right? When you knew he was around, when you heard that voice,
Oh, that was one of the things that, it was always nice, because you knew if he was in the room or if he was in the hallway, you could hear him. It was such a fantastic voice, and it wasn't, it was distinctive like all of them had. I mean, sort of Bill Steinbach, Bob Kimmitz, all these guys had distinctive voices, and they were just so amazing. But it wasn't to rattle the floorboards, you know, big booming voice. But no, it was just this voice of authority, if you will. You know, you sort of believed him. You know, he just sounded friendly and approachable, and hi, I'm going to tell you what's going on. And yeah, you believed him. Mm-hmm. And you should have, because he was usually right.
Yeah. Do you have any one memory of Dave at all that you can recall?
His favorite line was whenever he would do something, he would get off of Home Row and start typing, and he would look at his copy and go, oh, geez, I'm typing Korean. And so he and I were working Thanksgiving morning, and he said, oh, Babbo, I'm typing Korean. And I said, oh, well, you know, get on Home Row. He said, no, I'm typing Korean. And I looked over, and our computer system had melted down. So literally, when you typed, these bizarre characters would appear. And yes, he was literally typing Korean that morning.
Oh, wow.
It was, so, yeah, he dug out a typewriter and started writing the news for both of us while I went down and tried to reboot the computer. So it truly was writing Korean.
This is such a huge loss for the community, I'm sure. He's born here and went through the motions of being KDK-TV. He was on WIC before it was PXI or Channel 11, I should say. So to see something like this and to hear something like this, he's one of the greats, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it was really wonderful to be able to work with some amazing talents like Dave. He was just, you learned so much when you worked with him. And he was willing to teach. You know, that was the nice thing, was he would take time, he would help, he would guide. If I had a question, because he'd been at Katie longer than I had, if I needed to know how to do something or if I needed to know where something was, I could, you know, I could ask. And he was willing to help. And he had such great friends, not just at the radio station, but at the TV station and in the market. It was a real hard loss for a lot of people. And it just was a surprise, and it was a huge loss.
Wow. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah.
But we know he loved his beer.
Yes, he did. He did. I mean, it was funny. He wasn't a real heavy drinker, but yes, there had to be beer. And it was, I can remember we'd all be going to weddings and things, and it's like, okay, where's the bar? Where's the bar? We really, really need this.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is so sad. I worked with him too. When I started there, I've been there with almost 30 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, almost 30 years now. So I work with Dave, too. So it was like, to hear that, it was like, I know people were saying he was legally blind as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he had an eye condition that after he had retired, he started losing his sight. And it was just progressive. And finally, at the end, he was legally blind, which was really kind of sad because he, you know, all of the things that he loved to do, he wasn't able to do. You know, he wasn't able to go out. He wasn't able to play tennis. He wasn't able to act. He wasn't able to do a lot of that. And that was sad. Mm-hmm. But he said at least he could reprise his role from Night of the Living Dead. But he could just sort of stumble around, you know, be a zombie again. And that was actually, I had forgotten that one. He had been in Night of the Living Dead, and they were filming it, and he was so excited about that role. He just said it was typecasting, but, you know, anytime you can be in a horror movie, why not?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, okay. Thanks so much, Barbara. It's tough. I mean, it's tough to hear. It's so sad to hear. I started my career with you guys. Like, I started out with all of you. Cobbler, you, Goose, Comets.
Yeah.
Signa,
you know, I mean,
Fred. Oh, God.
Yeah. I know. I was kind of running down the list. And I was like, well, okay. Jack Bogut's still still here, but, you know, John is gone, and, you know, Goose has been gone, and
Jeepers,
you know, Hansberger has been gone, Bill Steinbach, it's all of these people, and it's like, wow.
Are you still in touch with Kometz? Do you talk to Kometz at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were texting. We were texting yesterday, and so, he was saying the same thing. It's like, this is just such a surprise and such a loss.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So he wasn't sick. Was he sick? Had he gotten sick? Nobody. I mean,
he was actually fine. He fell. They think he may have missed a curb because of the blindness, and a friend had taken him out, and, he fell and hit his head,
Jesus.
It was really traumatic. And so, yeah, that was the why it caught everyone by surprise.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. And so, yeah, he was hospitalized for a while, and then they just decided he had been really, really strong in not wanting to be kept alive if anything other than the blindness was going on. And it was like, yeah, okay, well, you know, you're still unconscious. This isn't working. He was in ICU for several days, and then they took him off life support. But it was...
Was he married at all, Barbara?
He had not remarried after he had his last wife, Karen. He and Karen stayed in touch. They had two boys, and so they stayed in touch. They stayed friends, but that was just he just decided that wasn't
that wasn't the way to
do
go.
That again. We're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.